Unfortunately, what we are seeing is an increased level of malnutrition and alarming in several locations. What we have seen is a trend, and what we have seen is that there are more cases now than what we were seeing some months ago. And we are very much concerned that if the food distributions are not effective, reaching all the people need in all the areas, we can, in some weeks from now, we are going to see even more increase of malnutrition cases. We are seeing malnutrition cases in children, but as well in pregnant breastfeeding mothers.
And what does this mean? Is this reaching to where some people are dying from malnutrition, or is it still at a lower stage?
We are not reaching that level yet, but it's true that in certain locations, we see quite a lot of children that they are malnourished. And if they don't receive medical attention, if they don't receive the proper health care that they need, and if they don't receive as well enough food distributions, their families, then they will die because of complications. So yes, these malnourished children, they need access to health care. The numbers of malnourished kids, they are above the emergencies. Doesn't mean that we have reached already, fortunately, the famine, but it means that it's alarming, which means that the action needs to happen today.
And so what's the issue? What is preventing the proper food distributions and access to medical care from reaching these people?
Our teams, they are the ones in MSF that we do these mobile clinics, and we try to provide healthcare as much as possible to rural communities. It has been the ongoing conflict and the ongoing insecurity. This is what is preventing to be able to reach all the places in need. We are not in charge of doing food distribution, so we cannot say what has been the reasons why they are not reaching everywhere. But what I can tell you is that what we are definitely insisting and discussing with all the actors is that the food distributions need to be improved, the quality and improve the quantity. Unfortunately, not all the areas are receiving and the food distributions are not reaching everybody in need.
So the fighting has been going on in Tigray for more than 6 months now. What does that look like now? Is your access getting worse lately because of that, or is it staying steady? What's going on there?
What I can say, unfortunately, is that still the situation in many of these rural places is still it's dramatic. People is in dire need. Still, there is a lot of instability and there is a lot of insecurity still ongoing.
And moving forward, the planting season is coming soon, which, of course, is crucial anywhere on Earth so that people have a harvest and can eat. What are your concerns as fighting continues with the planting season coming soon?
Yeah, so this is definitely one of the things that we are more concerned because it's key for the population, it's key for the rural communities that they are able to do the planting season. They need to have access to the field. And in order this to happen, we need the fighting to stop. If the planting season is lost, we are very much concerned of what could be the consequences that we will see and in the population in the next 2-3 months from now.